We heard in the Holy Gospel today a passage that indicates, as Christ says, that many will come from east and west and sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, while the sons of the kingdom will be thrown into the outer darkness, where men will weep and gnash their teeth. We have the unbelievable blessing to be sons and daughters of the living God. This means that we will inherit eternal life. The kingdom of heavens is for us, as far as we follow Christ's way of living from this life. If we don't, but we will miss out, and we will taste what it's called condemnation in the next life. And people who were irrelevant, people who never knew about Christ, and they learned about him at a later stage in their lives, people who did not have parents to get them to church every Sunday, they will end up taking our place in the kingdom of heaven, and we will miss out. How could we ever increase our faith in order not to lose our inheritance? There is an ancient Greek saying which says, ek tou ouran to eran, meaning, from looking at something, we end up loving it. And we can explain this in two ways. If we look at things that they are destructive, if we think about things that they are destructive, we will end up loving them, and we will end up following them, and we will end up losing out and missing out the kingdom of heaven. But if we look at things that they are positive, if we think about God and his love, if we feel about our neighbor, if we try to give alms whenever we can, then we will end up loving God more, loving our neighbor more, and we will end up inheriting eternal life. What is eternal life? What is heavens and what is hell? We could say that heaven is the absorption and the overwhelming, continuously increasing feeling of love, of God's love, peace, and joy. We can even foretaste these things from this life. That's if we follow Christ. And what is hell? Hell is not wanting or being able to absorb any of the above and feeling anxious and depressed about it. We haven't emptied ourselves during this life, and we are full of our ego and unhealthy emotions. Imagine having a panic attack eternally in combination with a continuous depression attack, if there was such a thing, to give a human analogy, and not only in a psychological, but also in a spiritual level, which is way, way deeper and greater. But sometimes we complain because while we're alive, while we're in this life, we might feel an emptiness inside us, a gap. We might feel anxious, or we might feel depressed. How can we get out of this trap? Of course, we need an experienced spiritual father to help us. But we should also try and do what we said at the beginning. Ek tou ouran to eran. To try and think of every positive things in our life, every positive things that God has given us, be grateful for everything that God has given us, focus on these things, and in this way, we will end up loving God more, and we will end up forgetting about the things that they make us anxious, the things that they make us depressed, and we will fill up the gap inside us with God's love, joy, and grace. And then every problem around us, although it will keep existing, it will not influence us the way it was before.